各位恩县县君啊
，Dear citizens of N County，
今天我们再聊一聊这个四渡赤水啊。
Today let's talk about the Battle of Wusan again。
马上电影要上了啊。
Soon the movie will be released。
也比较感兴趣啊。
Well, I'm also quite interested。
平时还是做了一点点资料的查阅嘛。
I used to do some research on materials.
聊一聊这个怎么30多万国。
Let's talk about how much it costs around 30,000.
军围堵30,000红军啊都。
The Nationalist Army surrounded the Red Army, totaling 30,000.
没有堵住还。
None of them blocked it.
给他跑了都。
I also gave him a run.
吧。
Right.
这是最有趣的嘛。
This is the most interesting.
那么国外军事研究呢
So, what about foreign military research?
认为这也是一个了不起的一个创举啊。
This is a remarkable achievement.
一个奇迹啊。
Oh, a miracle.
然后呢也。
Well, then.
是一个教员的一个得意之作。
This is also a masterpiece created by a teacher.
会的啊。
Oh, well.
那么但是你回到当时的历史背景。
So, you're essentially going back to the historical context of that time.
你就发现。
You see.
其实里面还是有很多问题的啊。
So, is it better to ask in person or to ask through multiple questions?
可以讨论一下。
Let's discuss it.
挺有趣的。
Interesting.
作为一种军事历史的一种思辨吧。
Let's explore a perspective on military history.
可以考察一下。
Let's take a look.
那么当时这个中央军呢
So what was the central army like at that time?
是薛岳带领的10多万的这个中央军啊。
It was the central army led by Zhu Yu, which consisted of over 10,000 soldiers.
是屯住在贵阳附近啊。
I live near Guiyang.
他们是从湖南尾随红军来到了这个贵州。
They followed the Red Army from Hunan to this Guizhou.
那么一来以后呢
So, in the future,
就把王家烈这贵阳给占了啊。
Take Guiyang.
王家烈手上呢有8个团左右的这个兵力啊。
Wang Jili has about 8 regiments of troops.
但是呢战斗力极差啊。
But the combat effectiveness is very poor.
王家烈的部队战斗力差是全国人民都知道的啊。
It's well known that Wang Lai's troops are weak.
那么面对红军呢就一触即溃。
Then, when facing the Red Army, they would collapse immediately.
打掉一半啊。
It's been reduced to half.
只剩4个团了。
Only 4 teams remain.
那么这个也达到了这个蒋介石的预定目的。
Then, this also reached the land that Chiang Kai-shek had planned.
所以第一阶段蒋介石是最大赢家啊。
So, in the first stage, Chiang Kai-shek was the biggest winner.
王家烈被赶出了贵阳，中央军把贵阳占了啊。
Wang Jili was expelled from Guiyang after he lost the Battle of Guiyang.
红军呢跑到了这个遵义啊。
So, the Red Army arrived in Zunyi.
开了遵义会议。
Held the Zunyi Conference.
然后呢蒋介石还进一步的这个让王家烈的部队去到遵义啊和红军进行消耗战啊。
Then, Chiang Kai-shek further dispatched Wang Jiali's troops to Zunyi and engaged in a protracted battle with the Red Army.
只剩4个团了啊。
Only 4 teams remain.
还要进行消耗战啊。
It's good to continue fighting.
任着薛岳在后面就督战吧。
Then let Zhu Yu take charge of the battle.
柴大军对吧
？Is it the Zier family?
那么这个时候呢
？So at this time,
这个遵义确实供养不了。
Well, Zunny can't support it.
3万红军啊。
Three ones.
太穷了啊。
So poor.
他们去到这个遵义的时候,
when they arrived in Zunny,
朱老总就说, 这个遵义太穷。
Mr. Chu said that Zunny is too poor.
养不了啊。
I can't take care of it.
因为朱老总是四川人啊。
Because Mr. Chu is always from Sichuan.
他对这个贵州是比较了解的啊。
He seems to know a lot about Gizhou.
所以这个很快就待不下去了嘛。
So, it's really not suitable to stay here anymore.
就准备北上陆川啊。So,
I'm planning to head north to Lucheng.
渡过长江入川啊。Crossing
the Chenshire to Sichuan, RR.
因为刘伯承和这个朱老总都是四川人。
Because Liu Bucheng and this General Zhu are from Sichuan.
他们在四川有资源也了解啊。They
have resources and knowledge in Sichuan.
那么去四川显然是更好的选择。Therefore,
Sichuan is obviously a better choice.
还有红四方面军在川北嘛。There
are also the Red Fourth Front in the northwest.
对吧?
Right.
对。
Okay.
这不是什么太难做出的选择啊。
This isn't a choice that's too difficult to make.
正常的一个军事行动都会选择北上入川啊。Normally,
a military operation would choose to enter Sichuan from the north.
那么第一阶段呢，就选择了土城这个地方作为入川的一个跳板啊。So,
the first stage chose the city of Tuchun as a springboard for entering Sichuan.
打下土城以后呢,
After digging the foundation,
从土城往北越过这个长江进入泸州地区啊。
From Tuchun, heading north across the Yangtze River into the Lushu area,
那么就完成了这个战略目的了啊。
So, the strategic goal has been achieved.
那么就是在土城打下以后呢?
So, after taking the city of Tosh,
他们和这个川军就发生了遭遇战啊。They
had a confrontation with this army of the Sichuan.
这个是最重要的是他们没有想到川军会越过长江啊。
The most important thing is that they didn't anticipate the Kuomintang army crossing the Yangtze River.
然后进入贵州地界进行阻击啊。Then
enter Gizhou and conduct an ambush.
这是第一个。This
is the first one.
没想到，第二个没想到呢，就是战斗力特别的这个超出以往的这个想象力啊。
I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it. It's really powerful. It's beyond my previous imagination.
这个反正细节大家可以找一找看啊。You
can't find the details yourself, of course.
王勋祺这个将领啊，打破了这个红军的这个部署啊。This
General Wang Zongke broke the Red Army's deployment.
啊，一个是兵力。One
is the army.
啊。 原来预计可能只有几个团啊。I
thought there would only be a few groups.
啊，结果来了八个团的这个兵。Here
are the results for the 18's forces.
你后面还有增援。Are
there any more reinforcements coming?
啊，总共有10多万元的长江部。The
total cost of the Yangtze River flood control measures is over 100,000 yuan.
然后就过来进行阻击啊。Then
I came over to intercept.
远远超过红军的想象力啊。Far
beyond the Red Army's imagination.
然后呢,
Then
这个运动战也很快啊。This
battle is coming soon.
快速进入贵州啊。Quickly
enter Gizhou.
所以对红军造成了一个非常大的一个损失啊。
This caused a huge loss for the Red Army.
措手不及。Caught
off guard.
土城战役的失败是一个非常重要的一个节点啊。The
failure of the Battle of Tushan is a very important turning point.
导致了一度赤水，没有办法嘛。
So, the crossing of the Great River was impossible.
只能越过向西越过赤水。
Only by crossing the river and going west.
本来是要往北走的，对吧？
Originally, it was supposed to go north-right.
现在只能向西越过赤水。
Currently, the only way to cross the Red River is to go west through Vietnam.
另寻突破口，得到那个古令和永续。
Find another way to get the drum and the perpetual.
看看有没有机会能够越过长江进入四川啊。
Can we find a way to cross the Yangtze River and enter Sichuan?
但是后面很不幸啊。
But unfortunately, later,
长江沿线有十多万川军。
Approximately 100,000 troops along the Yangtze River.
不防，严防死守。
Be vigilant and cautious.
对吧
？Right.
所以就没有办法。
So there's really no way out.
啊，只能最后又渡回赤。
Only return to the red water.
水掉头回遵义。
Turned around and went back to Zunyi.
啊，所以你说这是用兵如神呢
？So you mean that the soldiers are like gods?
你也可以这么说啊。
You can also say that.
另外，在我看来就是没有办法。
In my opinion, there is no way.
啊，对吧
？Right.
北有川军，有十多万的川军。
North of the Yangtze River, there are over 10,000 troops of the Sichuan Army.
沿着长江布防，你过不去。
You can't cross the Yangtze River.
对吧
？Right.
那么。西边呢有这个我们那个滇军啊，龙云派这个孙渡啊，带了好几个旅。
So on the western side, we have this border army, all of this dragon cloud faction, and Sun Du, who brought over several divisions.
在这个镇雄这边哦。
In this town.
就是乌龙山这个地方了。
It's the place called Wulongshan.
镇雄这个地方的驻守也有接近几万人啊。
There are almost a few thousand people stationed in the town of Jiangxing.
在这个
In this case,
就是云南和贵州交界处的山区啊。
It's in the mountains where Yunnan and Gizhou meet.
进行山口上进行布防啊。
Conducting a step-by-step defense in the Yamaguchi area.
你也是没有办法突破。
You also can't break through.
要佯攻嘛。
You want to raise a defense.
对吧
？Now right.
你更是没有办法啊。
You and even more, there is no way.
滇军的战斗力呢也不弱啊。
But his combat ability is not weak either.
也不弱。
Not weak.
那么所以就没有办法。
So there is no way out.
就西边也去不了。
You can't go west either.
北边也去不了。
I can't go north either.
那么南边是什么呢
？What about the south?
南边是贵阳的这个中央军啊。
To the south is the Shangyuan Army of Yiang.
薛岳的中央军也有十多万。
The central army of Zhu Yu also had more than 10,000.
那更不能去了。
No, 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 you can't go there.
对吧
？Right.
所以唯一的选择就是掉头向东打回去啊。
So the only choice is to turn around and go back east.
王家烈在东边，在遵义，是吧
？Wang Jielai is in the east of Zunyi, right?
只有被打残的那个四个团啊。
Only the four squads that were damaged.
原来王家烈有八个团的啊，被中央军驱赶了和红军火并了以后呢。
Originally, Wang Jielai had 8 regiments, and he was driven away by the Japanese army and fought with the Red Army.
只剩下四个团了。
Only 4 teams remain.
那么唯一的选择就是回去打王家烈的残军嘛。
So the only choice is to go back and fight Wang Jili's remnants.
是吧
？Is it?
他们也这个情报也显示。
This also shows that.
就是薛岳会可能会就是对王家烈采取一种观望的态度啊。
It seems that Zhu Yu might have adopted a cautious or observing attitude towards Wang Jili.
还是会消耗这个玩家力。
Will I still be able to use this Wang family's equipment?
所以那是唯一的选择，并不。
So, but the only choice is not.
我在我觉得并不存在什么用兵如神的问题，就是没有的。
I don't think there's any point in asking questions about the existence of God.
选择的选择，只能回遵。
The only choice is to return to Zani. Right?
对吧？啊，所以这是一度吃。
Therefore, it is a one-time meal.
水二度吃水，就这么来。
It's just a matter of drinking water twice.
那没办法，度。
No way to get through.
第一度是为了找突破。
The first step is to find a way out.
好看看还能不能进四川。
Can I still get to Sichuan?
发现进不了。
Found that I can't get in.
那只能回。
That's all that can be done.
度。
Right.
对吧？又第二次度过来，打回这个遵义。
This is the second time I've come back to Zani.
是这么一个方法，
Here's one way to do it.
啊，所以这个大概前面两度就是这么情况啊，啊。
So the situation was like this. It was pretty clear from the beginning.
那就看看明天接着聊一聊。
Let's continue the conversation tomorrow.
后面两度有什么特别有意思的事情？
What interesting things happened after that?
拜拜。
Bye.